Lisa Show. We are here to coach you to your success, to coach you to your purpose, your passion, and your destiny. Tune in each week, Monday through Friday morning, for a lesson, a tool, or a tip or strategy on how to dig deep past all the things that are hiding the true you. Find out not only who you are, but exactly what you ought to be doing in your life, where you should be going, and how you should be getting there. Well, I am Lalisa J. Williams, your coach, and I am honored and grateful to be here to assist you. Stay tuned for the next 30 minutes and enjoy the show. You can contact Coach Lalisa after the show via the internet. You can visit the website, www.lalisajwilliams.com, or for free coaching sessions just for you, go to www.mylifecompass.com/Lalisa Williams. Now I want you to sit back, get that pen and pencil out, get ready to take lots of notes. We got activities lined up for you. Get ready to go to another level in your life. And don't forget, invite a friend tomorrow. The show is going to be awesome. And now, Coach Lalisa J. Williams.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome, welcome, welcome. Yet another day, fantastic month, all month long. We are celebrating Black History Month throughout the country and even in other parts of the world. Well, if you are attending any Black History Month celebrations, I wish you all the success and have a great, great time. Also, I want to just take a moment to say happy birthday to all of the birthday people. If your birthday is today, happy birthday. God bless you. Also want to definitely mention yesterday our big show with Mr. Paul Kiriazi. He is the creator of Living the James Bond Lifestyle. And so we took some great notes. I know my sister was on. She took down all the points. She only missed a couple, so she'll have to go back and listen to the archives. Yesterday, he gave out the 21 laws of the Bond lifestyle. He also talked about the Bond personality, and I know next week he's going to talk about Bond and his cash. So you don't want to miss not one episode of this particular series that is being put forth, produced by none other than my good friend and yours, Mr. Paul Kiriazi, all the way from Tokyo, Japan. So we tell you, we are expanding. Well, speaking of expanding, our topic for today, we want to get right into it. Oh, yes. Hi there, Mr. Paul. Okay. Heard the show twice. Very satisfied with it. It was like, yes, it was. Yes. Wonderful, wonderful, wonderful examples. Yes. I'm happy. Well, Paul, that's the key right there. If you're happy, we're happy. Because enthusiasm, I tell you, it is absolutely courageous. It is courageous and it is contagious. If you can be enthusiastic in the things that you do and the places that you go, you will be definitely realizing and noticing how other people will respond to you. You know, others respond to our character. Sometimes we wonder why people the way they do toward us? Well, they're responding. So let's put forth the best effort we can to be enthusiastic, creative, so that when people respond, they have to catch on. It's like catching on fire. It's like a fire spreading. They will have to spread like wildfire. And being excited, I tell you, once I learned what real excitement was about, I've been excited ever since. Now, yes, there are days when things come to shake my excitement world. There are situations, there are obstacles, there are setbacks, there are stumbling blocks that will absolutely come. They come my way just like they come everybody else's way. No one is an island unto themselves when it comes to problems and situations. You will face something, whether it's in your control or it's out of your control. For instance, a couple of weeks back, things were going fine, and then we got hit with a 23-inch snowstorm. Trust me, there was nothing I could do to stop that one. So, you know, there are things that are going to come your way. However, it's not the thing that happened to you that changes your destiny or your course in life or changes even your day or even changes your outlook. You ever heard those people who say, oh, I got up on the wrong side of the bed? And I wonder, you know, and I used to hear that growing up, but I'm thinking, okay, so who determines the right side of the bed? It's not like when you go to the store to purchase a bed, there's a sign saying, you know, this is the right side and that's the wrong side. I know there's a right and a left, but who is to say? So people say, oh, I got up on the wrong side of the bed today. There are actually people who, the first thing they wake up, they tell themselves, it's going to be a bad day. You know, I'm like, wow. Today they haven't even gotten out of bed yet. They haven't even gotten up. And then they go on through the day, and then something bad happens, and they say, see, I knew it was going to be a bad day. Well, I guess you did know since you've spoken, and everything that shows up in our lives are the things that we have called to our life through our words and through our thoughts and through our actions. So you would think with all of the motivational teaching and all the self-help teaching, you would think with the Bibles and the Qurans and the many other teachings on how to speak only what you want to see, how to think only what you want to only what you want to happen in your life, how to put your hand to something today that you want to see the fruit of that tomorrow. Yeah, only put your hands to the things today that you want to see the fruit for tomorrow. You know, it was Benjamin Franklin who said, one today is worth two tomorrows. What I am to be, I am now becoming. So everything I do today is going to show up tomorrow. It is. It just will. It doesn't matter what. If you do it today, it'll show up tomorrow or the next day or the next day. So you would think by now that we wouldn't do anything, that we wouldn't say anything, that we would not think anything, that we would not put our hands to anything that we don't want to see show up in our lives. You would just think we would be there by now. You know, I hear people say when they're preaching or individuals, you know, they'll say, oh, we don't need another self-help book. Well, I don't understand why not, because apparently all the ones that have been written thus far, you see, have not totally fixed the problem. There is still a humongous, I'm talking about, this problem is so big. So big. How big is it? Well, put it like this. The entire Indian Ocean. And I don't know how many exact square feet the Indian Ocean is or what its depth is, but all I know is it's huge. This problem is so big, we could feel the depth of the Indian Ocean three times over, and there's less than 7 billion people in the world. Yes, good morning, Patricia, good morning, Mr. Paul Kiriazi, in the chat room. Yes, the kids are off to school. It is a beautiful day. So there's still such a big, big problem where people are still saying things, touching things, doing things, thinking things that we know, well, come on, let's face it, we know we don't want these things to show up in our lives. For instance, let me give you a quick example. Let me see. Now, I haven't said this in a long time, but I remember, you know, in my younger days, this was like a common thing to say. You make me sick. Yeah. Maybe you've heard people say that before, too. You make me sick. Oh, my goodness. Just imagine. Thank God that our words don't return to us everything we say. See, only God's words will never return to him. Boy, well, thank God some of our words go out, but they come back void. Because what about this comment we used to love to say? Oh, I'm having, you know, oh, I'm going to have a heart attack. You know, or how about this one? Maybe you didn't use that one. Maybe you used this one. Oh, this thing is driving me crazy. This man is driving me crazy. This woman is driving me crazy. Next thing you know, you're driving down to the psychologist because we've been speaking it. You know, sometimes those words do come, they do come back. They do get fulfilled. You know, some of our words must be fulfilled because God made us in his image. So we have the power to speak stuff that really does happen. How about this one? You're on the job. Oh, I hate this job. Hate the job. You know, so we have to be careful. Now, people say, well, what about the doing? Okay, so that's how we say things, and we say things that we don't even mean. Telling someone, you make me sick, and the next minute, you're lovey-dovey. Come on. Or, I hate you. And the next thing you know it, you got 2 or 3 kids by the man or the woman, whichever. Or you're with that person, doing something with them, in business with them, what have you. So we should be very careful, but yet we're not. And we say these things all the time. Oh, this is driving me crazy. Oh, this is making me sick. I can't stand this. I hate that. Oh, I'm sick and tired. Oh, I'm tired of this. I'm tired of that. And we toss these words out. And so when people say things to me like, well, we don't need another self-help book, I say to myself, I don't know why not, because we still have this problem. Same thing with thinking, if we're not saying it, because everything we said was first a thought, even though it may have been a fleeting thought, very quickly did it go through our minds. But here we have the same scenario. We're thinking things that we ought not think. Well, who does she think she is? Why did he have to get that? How did his name get called? How did he get that contract? How did he get the movie deal? How did he get the beautiful woman? How did she get those legs? How did she get that chest? How did he get that hair? This, that. The thoughts are unbelievable. God probably says sometimes, you know, he probably like unplugged our circuit just to give us a break. That's what somebody said. Even at night, these individuals can't sleep because they can't shut off this thinking. Can't shut it down. But that, all of that will stop. All of that will stop when you read just yet one more self-help book. And so the book I'm offering you right now is Release Your Power. Release Your Power. 8 Strategies for Becoming Who You Really Are. So I'm offering you that book right now. And if you could purchase a copy, that would help to support the things that the Coach Lalisa Show is trying to do. You know, you can't do anything in this world, period. Not much without money. I don't understand why people think you can. But, oh well, they'll find out the hard way. But you can't. You need money. So we're asking for support. We're asking people to purchase the book and give us a couple of weeks and we'll mail you out a copy of that. You can go to the website, www.lilisajwilliams.com. Yes, it just dawned on me like a day ago where people are saying, you know, we don't need another self-help book. Well, yes, we do. We need several more, many more, until people get it right, until people begin to really, you know, take control of our thinking, our words, our actions, our behaviors, and even our beliefs. What do we believe? What do we believe? You know, it's just the oddest thing. You have people who, and I was one of those persons, so trust me, I'm speaking from live experience. I got live data. You know what? I can go and research all I want, but you know what? I can go to the libraries. I can go on the internet. I can go get magazine articles. I can go to colleges and universities and interview professors. I can go to businesses and interview business owners and employees alike. I can go door to door with a hand survey and ask people. But sometimes all I have to do is look at my own life and see where, you know, I've made some of these same mistakes and these things that I've done. Telling myself things that I should not have been telling myself. You can't do this. But, I mean, no, naturally, I'm not going to swim the English Channel, no, and nor do I desire to do that. I have no desire to swim the English Channel. I don't even have a desire to get in a boat and roll across it, roll myself across it. However, I do desire to get up every morning and do the Coach Lalisa Show. I do desire to speak to groups in a seminar, workshop, training fashion. Absolutely. And so the things that I desire, I'm going to do. But here's the thing. We have some people who don't, because like I said, I was there once, don't even know our own beliefs, don't even know what we believe. And we wonder why people struggle with alcohol and drugs and other issues because they don't even know what they believe. They have beliefs that are not grounded and rooted in positive thinking. They are not grounded and rooted. Not even sure what they believe. Then you have people getting married, hooking up. I'm talking about, you know, making that bond, that, you know, and don't even realize what your own beliefs are, and then never take the time to ask your mate, well, what do you believe? You know, you marry somebody, come to find out, they might believe that, let's say you're a woman, you may marry some dude, I was going to say joker, but you marry some joker that believes that women should be stuck in the kitchen, in the bedroom, God forbid. Or you're a woman and you believe that, you know, a man should go out and do this and that, and a woman should do this and that. All these different things. We have these beliefs. you could have a person who believes that. There's just so many beliefs, I can't even get into them, but you get the point. So, other issues. Now, today, I wanted to continue talking about this concept of being resilient. So now it's time to pull forth your resiliency power. You see, everyone has the capability to do things, but not everyone will do it. See, having the capability to do something and actually doing it will set your world apart from people. See, some people have a capability to own and operate a business, but they will never do it. Someone else will actually go and do it. So you can have the capability. Some people have the capability to, let's say, sing, but they may never make a CD or some other, or some MP3 or some other type of musical product. So having the ability, but actually doing it, two different things. Now, some people will do things though their ability is low. But as they're doing it, their ability grows every time they go back into the ring. And that's how it is with being resilient. As we, every time we bounce back, and then that's what resiliency is, right? We know this. It's our ability to bounce back. Now, what happens is, some of us, because I know this is where I was struggling at for a long time, and then I still kind of, you know, have some issues here and there. But, you know, see, we're working on it every day. I'll have great resiliency in one area. You know, get me in a tight spot, and trust me, I will bounce back, no doubt. You know, but in some other areas, you see, I may not be as resilient. And so what we're going to be doing over the next couple of segments where I'm on, because we do have other guests coming on. You know, Wednesdays we have Mr. Versiel Walker. This Friday we have Mr. Phil Andrews. We also have Ms. Ronnie Nicole, who's a filmmaker. She is going to be performing, her film is going to be showing in Newark, New Jersey at the Black Film Festival, which is coming March 3rd, 4th, and 5th, and I'll talk more about that in the next few days. We have other people coming on. We have Ralph Bunch Terrell coming on. He is a tax analyst and specialist, can help us with our small business tax issues and what we need to do and how we can save our, how we can keep more of our profits by doing the proper tax maneuvers. There's other things that are coming, other people that we're looking to bring on as guests on the show. Many of some of you listening will probably be a guest in the near future. But when I come on over the next few probably months, I will be doing teaching on being resilient. People need to bounce back. They need to be able to bounce back from any kind of situation that they go through. There is no situation that you will ever go through, no setback, no obstacle, no stumbling block, no hurdle that you will go through where you are supposed to stay there. Every single thing that you go through, see, every single thing that we go through in life, we're supposed to be able to bounce back. You know, quickly get up, get back in the ring, get up and do it again. There should be nothing. So there should be no grief, no loss, no financial setback, no mental incapacity. And so we're going to be building our capacity to bounce back, taking full control of our thoughts, our words, and our action. Why are we still saying things that, if that thing, think about every single thing you say and that I say, it's not just for you, it's for me too. Think about everything that we say. What if it really happened? What if that thing really came about? And for all those people who are so tired, maybe that's why. If you keep saying, I'm so tired, I'm tired, I'm tired, I'm tired. Well, guess what? You're going to be tired. Now, here's the thing. You people always say, well, what if you really are tired? Well, go on and go to bed. Go lay down, get some rest. You don't have to keep saying you're tired all week long just because you're going to get some rest on Saturday. Okay? If you're not going to go rest right that second, there's no need to say you're tired. You're only going to make yourself more tired and therefore get less done, therefore adding more stress, therefore being more tired, therefore getting less done, and it becomes a vicious cycle. A vicious cycle that has to be broken. And what I'm saying to you today is that being resilient, having a resilient mind frame, a mindset of resilience, you will be able to overcome stresses, you will be able to overcome traumatic situations in your life, you will be able to overcome problems that arise on a day-to-day basis with, you will be able to have peace about it, you will be able to quickly restore your joy, you will be able to fully walk in happiness. I'm telling you, being resilient is like being sharp. It's like being fashioned properly. Like, you know, you take if you were a manufacturer and you were building any type of product you can name, the better you build that product, the better it is. The better it is, the better it can perform. The more it performs, the better it performs, the happier you are. So we have to be resilient. We have to be able to bounce back out of the setbacks, out of the heartaches. And my question to you today is, what's your resilient quotient? How resilient are you in the five? There's about five key life areas. So how resilient are you in your emotions? How resilient are you with your thoughts? Are you able to think thoughts that can bounce you back? Some people think negative thoughts of dread. And those, oh my goodness, those negative thoughts of dread just weigh you down over and over and over. How resilient are you in the area of your relationships? If you are hanging around dreadful people, I'm sorry. I love them too. They are adorable. Some of them are even as cute as they can be. But if they're dreadful people, guess what? You're going to have not a good situation. You need to be around lively people. Okay, this is if you want to really live a resilient life and you really want to live full of joy and you really want to be happy and living on purpose every single day. It's like Ben Franklin said, one today is worth two tomorrows. The tomorrow is valuable, but whatever I do today, I can expect double that tomorrow. Double, double, double. Because this is like planting a seed. You plant one little seed, but what happens? What grows? Abundance. You plant one seed, you don't get, you know, one apple. You get a whole apple tree. So I want you to think about this today. How resilient are you in these areas, your emotions, your thoughts, your relationships, in your words? Do you have bounce back words, or do you have defeat words? What words do you use to describe yourself and those in your life? And remember now, words, you see, we have to be very careful with our words. We are saying things that are just not healthy. We're not really. And that's why I don't understand why people would say, well, we don't need another self-help book. Yes, we do, because people still haven't gotten it right. They still talk negative and defeat. Negativity and defeat. And believe me, it's easy to do. If I were to take a recorder around with me, Imagine that. Imagine you have a recorder with you on and you don't know it's on. And just record yourself for a whole day. But you somehow got to pretend that you don't know it's there so that you don't, you know, scale back your words for that day. Make sure that you fully come with what you normally would fully come with. What are you saying? And who are you saying it to? What are you saying? Who are you saying it to? Who are you talking to? Why are you talking negative? And then people would have the audacity to say, we don't need another self-help book. Well, I dare say we need thousands more, because obviously the ones we have either are not being read or we haven't tapped into what's really going on yet, because people are still talking negative and defeat. They're still doing things that they don't want to see show up in their tomorrow. Why are we doing things that we don't want to see tomorrow? Maybe they have an answer in the chat room. Good morning, Paul, Pat, and Hypno. Maybe you guys got an answer to that. Can someone help me with this question? Why, if there was already enough positive books and self-help books out there, we don't need another, then why are people still saying things that they don't mean, saying things that don't add to our lives, saying things that are not positive and forceful in a forward-moving kind of direction? Why are we still saying things like, I hate my job? You know, I'm going to get delivered from that shortly, because that's crazy. Now, that's what's crazy, but I'm not saying I'm crazy. Because there are those people, oh, you make me crazy. Oh, Lord, that makes me crazy. Oh, my goodness. I mean, you'll wonder why we have so many people running around on all kinds of medication. Well, obviously, you're speaking. If our words have life, and if, as a man thinketh, so is he or she. As a man or woman thinketh, so is he or she. Yeah, Paul said, and I thought that myself. He said, there's info commercials that tell you how to be great without buying the book. Because no one wants to take, aha, Hypno Solution. Now, you hit on some key points right there, because no one wants to take responsibility. Therefore, Hypno, thank you. It seems that somebody needs to write a self-help book on how to take responsibility then, which I'm sure there's already thousands and thousands of those books out there as well. Yes, sometimes we want to blame everyone and everything else. But guess what? At the end of the day, when we hit 80, 90, or whatever that end of our day tends to be, we realize that it was our own solutions that we could have come up with that were right on the tip of our tongue. I like that song back in the day. It was right on the tip of my tongue. You see, it was right on the tip of my tongue. And we could have changed our entire destiny with our words. And so why are we speaking it? Why are we saying, I don't have this, I don't have that, I can't do this, I can't do that, I won't be this and I won't be that? Yeah, Paul says, the old commercial, Mom, you've given me an Excedrin headache. Exactly. Okay, Hypno Solution says, yes, and in many cases, we are lazy. Well, we better get up and do this thing. I mean, again, do I need to go write another self-help book? Again, go read the books that are there, that are already here. There are tons of them. But you're right. Reading all the books in the world, obviously, isn't going to help us if we don't put any of this into practice. Okay, some of us get up every morning at whatever time. We do our Bible reading. We do our exercise. Some of you, I know you're up doing a few things before your day gets started. And then what happens next? What happens next? Next thing you know, we're on to, you know, we're on to still speaking gloom and doom over a situation. You know, we get that. So it's like, I'd be wanting to say, didn't you just get off the Coach Teresa show where we talked about speaking positive things that we want to see and only that? So what part of speaking positive did you not understand? What part of this is going to happen for me did you not understand? What part of everything that is going to happen for me may not look like it's going to look right now? But I see the vision, because I'm not looking at my current situation, though I'm in my current situation, but I'm looking at the vision. See, I'm looking into the hill. In other words, I can look. See, we have the ability to look beyond the current situation. And here's the thing. Since we have the ability to look beyond the current situation may be that I have no ready cash and the bill collector is at my door, so to speak. Well, these days they call you up and send you a text message or something. They don't come to your door anymore. But so the bill collector is there. You don't have the money. But since we have the ability to look beyond our present situation into the future, the same power that gave us the ability to look, now hear me good. I want you to hear this really good. The same power that gave you the ability to look into the future gave you that. The same power gave you the ability to pull that future vision into the right now. Yeah. The same power that gave you the ability to see the future gave you the ability to bring that future into your right now through your thoughts, through your words, and through your actions.
for tuning in to another segment of the Coach LaLisa Show. But we hope you learned something. Now your challenge is to go and apply the tips, tools, or strategies that you have learned here today. And don't forget to invite a friend. Share.